KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF, KCDOA.
Good evening, Rick. I haven't talked to you lately on the ride home. What's going on today?
Well, I just came downstairs to get a refill and heard you on the radio. I've been cleaning eat troughs. We got rain possibly coming in tomorrow.
That I won't have to do anymore since they took the trees down on the side. That's a good idea. We had the new gutters, and they put bigger downspouts on, so that's helped. And now that I don't have all the little leaves that plug everything up, that'll be better. My tree out front generally doesn't blow much into the eaves, so that should solve things quite a bit.
Well, keep thinking that way. I don't have that luck with my neighbors. My neighbors to the east has a great big maple tree in their backyard, and somehow it manages to get my eatrough filled in the backyard. And it's not my leaves, it's their leaves because they're smaller. And I don't know how they get there, but they get there.
I always like how that happens, huh? Yeah, there's only two trees left in my property. Mine is already dropping leaves out front. I got the pine tree in the back, which just drops its needles straight down. And then I have to contend with the neighbor's tree that, like I said, doesn't change until, like, November. So I always have to deal with that, and that dumps quite a bit. But my bag count for cleaning up the leaves this year should be down considerably since I don't have two 40-footers on the side of the house. So that should save me 20-plus bags at least, I hope. So, yeah, I had to run. I went to work at 7 this morning, left at 9 o'clock, go home, pick up my wife, take her to the doctor to have them check. Oh, I love this. I hate this corner where M13 and 81 intersect. Some guy just blew right through the intersection, never even stopped at the sign. As I was coming around the corner, it's a kind of a blind corner there, and I've seen several major accidents there. And that guy didn't even stop. He came right on around the corner and continued north on 13 and never stopped. Gotta love it.
Yep, they can do that stuff and not miss a beat. Not think twice about it.
Yeah, I would like to get a hold of these people and just ask them what their thought process is, what in their brain makes them think that that's okay, that they are better than anybody else and they don't have to stop for a stop sign or a red light or anything like that. So they're just in too big of a hurry to get home from work or whatever, and one of these days getting home, getting in too much of a hurry will cost them their life, and it, that'll be it. They'll run into somebody. I see one probably pretty much once a month at that intersection. That's my most dangerous intersection coming home. Car, bike, whatever. But, yeah, I had the first kind of failure on the 3D printer last night. I was printing something, and I got an error that said that the filament was not able to retract, and it was printing black, and I pulled it, tried to unload it, and it wouldn't unload, so I just pulled it out of the AMS, and it was already unloaded, and I'm thinking, well, what the heck? Well, the only other color was red, and I pulled the red black, and that came out of the AMS okay. So I hit cancel. I said, you know, problem's been resolved, and started again. The error popped up again. Well, a piece of filament had broke off in the tube, between right down by the extruder head. So, yeah, I had to press the little lever and cut it off, and then once I got it apart, I had to take the AMS off the top and take off the lid and pull the tube out, and luckily the red was still sticking out at the end of the tube okay, so I just pulled it out and put it back together, and it was happy again, but first time I've had something like that happen where the filament broke.
Well, enjoy the trip, because you're going to see a lot more than that. If you only see that and the length of time you've been printing, now you're doing very good. I've actually had my heating element is clamped in and so forth, and I've actually had the heating element come loose and drop down and cause me problems.
Well, the only other thing I did, I had the cover that covers the extruder and the heat end and that come off. It's just held on there with four magnets. And I did a print and took the print off, but I forgot to take off the little filament tower. Once it, with the AMS, as you're changing color, it prints a little tower to changes color to make sure that all the one color is out before it starts the next color. And I didn't realize it was in the back corner there, and the print head went to go back there to do something where I hit it and knocked the cover right off. And of course, then I get an error, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what happened? So I had started the print earlier in the morning and went to work, and I was watching it on the camera, and when I got the error, so I had to send the wife down the basement. I said, just go down, turn the power switch off, and I will deal with it when I get home. So that's really the only other thing that's happened before.
Yeah. You're doing pretty good. That's the only problem you've had before, considering all the issues you can have. So, it's fun, interesting. So, if you get designing your own and doing your own stuff, you'll even appreciate it a little bit more.
Yeah, I've done a couple of things. I've printed a couple of project boxes where guys got the several different sizes, and then I've resized them in the slicer, and I did one. And the lid, his lid was too tall, so it stuck out above the project box, so I did a little modification, figured out how to do that to adjust his lid height from 5 millimeters to 3, and printed that one, and that one came out flush, so I said, okay, that's good, and so, yeah, learning a little bit, learned a little bit more on the Tinkercad program, done a few things on that, done a few things on Onshape. A couple of guys have done their CAD files on it, so I've gone into there, and that one, guy made it a little bit easier. He's got all the files, and you just go and set all of your parameters, whatever size that you want, and it'll resize the box for you. So, done a few of those. Right now I've been printing out Halloween stuff, decorations for the grandkids. I printed off a couple of things that gave to them, and I printed off some pumpkins that gave to them that they can put tea lights in their bedrooms, and little things like that right now.
Well, I'm surprised the wife isn't having you print the stuff out.
Yeah, there's a few things that I've seen. They said, boy, I'd like to print those out. My next big project is they make a electronics kit to do a wireless phone charger that looks like the bamboo A1 mini printer. So I've got, it's about a 25-hour print for all the pieces, and I had to pick up a couple of different filaments so it looked right. And those came in, so I may start on those at some point here in the next few days, I guess. But it's kind of neat. The little Z-axis goes up and down as you're printing. The light goes on, and then the Z-axis does rotation up and down, and then it charges your phone. So, on what would be the hotbed there, it's where your phone goes. So that, well, that's kind of a neat kit, and they had a special on it. The electronics was like $12, and I said, ah, sure, throw it in. So I'm going to print that off. That'll be kind of my longest print.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Oh, very good. You know, you learn to break things up. When things go wrong, you don't lose a whole bunch of time. So if you can do a bunch of smaller prints and make your project up that way, sometimes you're further ahead if you're concerned about wasting filament.
Yeah, that's for sure. I had finished up the inland filament. I had a roll of black. I finished up my bamboo black, and then about midway through a print, it ran out, so I had to switch it, and I had the inland, and that was a little bit different. That didn't work out quite as well. That was just a regular PLA. And then I had, when I bought the printer, I bought a red one, but that was PLA Plus, and that's worked out much better. That seems to have prints quite well, although that's a filament that broke on me, snapped off. But, getting into it, I bought some ABS. I'm going to try some of that. There's a couple of things that I wanted to print with that, so I bought a black and a white to do that and see how that works out. So we'll see how the smell is. I know when I took it out of the box and put it in the storage containers, it's still in its shrink wrap, but you could smell it through the shrink wrap. So it's got a little bit more smell to it.
Okay, I got a phone call. It came in, so I'm going to have to jump over on that. I'll talk to you tonight on the net. I'm having some issues similar to what Bob had with Echolink.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. KC8VOA, KC8YVF, clear and monitoring.
KC8VOA.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a TL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, name, location, and whether you had any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that are in and out. If that's you, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8CQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima. Roger, Bay City there. Randall is going to be in and out tonight, 73, and no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick Saginaw, in and out. Okay, gentlemen, thanks for calling in. Are there any other operators? Any other operators on mobile, on short time, or that are in and out? If so, please call now. All right, hearing none, at this time I would like to take check-ins from any Echolink station. If you're on Echolink, please call now. Again, if there is any Echolink station, please call now. Okay, to the short time mobile and in and out stations, thank you again for checking in. We're going to move on to any regular check-ins. If you're a regular check-in, please call now.
This is Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is K
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw Township. This is 88 MMH, Mike, Carrollton Township, no traffic. This is
November 8, Echo, Uniform, India, NEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob and Francis Township, no traffic.
This is KDA-PAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic. Once again, are there any other regular check-ins? If you're a regular check-in and you haven't signed in with me, please call now. All right, hearing none, we had three in and out calls. So we're moving on to just regular check-ins. Our first regular check-in is WATW Dave. After Dave, it's KC8YVF Ron. W8DW, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. It's W8DW. Oh, not a whole lot going on. We worked a little bit outside again today with the weather being nice. Actually, after golf this morning, the weather is cooperating quite well, so I guess it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Everything's pretty dry. I know I run the mower and picked up a lot of pine needles and everything else today, but didn't need grass cutting, but it sure did raise a lot of dust off, like dust storm as we were going around, so it is very, very dry out there. We do need the rain, so as long as it doesn't rain on Wednesday, we're another golf outing Wednesday, so we've got our fingers crossed on that one. We'll be up in West Branch for that. But that's all I got this time around, Randy. Thanks for doing it there, and I will be here for 73 round. WDW, back to that control.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Thank you, W8DW. Our next operator, KC8YVF Ron, then KD8MMH Mike. KC8YVF, it's your turn.
Good evening, Randy, and everyone on the net tonight. Hope everyone had a good week last week. Wasn't too bad weather-wise and that. We finally got a little rain in there. Saturday was busy doing things around the house here, variety of things to do, get caught up on. And then Saturday night, went out to Owosso, the Owosso Speedway. My son-in-law was racing again. Interesting night. on his team of three guys that's there, one of them ended up rolling his car. He got bumped and ended up putting him on his roof, so his night was done. And the last race of the event, the other guy ended up crashing into another vehicle as he crossed the finish line in first. So he ended up with a $1,000 prize and a nice big trophy, but did some major damage to his car as well. My son-in-law fared okay. He didn't have any issues other than in the last race he ended up cutting a tire and didn't get a chance to finish. So we'll see. That was at Owosso. The last race of the year is next Saturday out at Birch Run. So the guys are trying to get the vehicles back together to make the one last race. Let me break. Sunday, got up in the morning, went over to the blood bank, gave a pint of blood. And came back and did again some more chores around the house. and that. So that was about it on Sunday. Didn't do a whole lot because after doing that, you're not supposed to lift a lot or do a lot, but still managed to get quite a few chores done around the house. Today I went into work early, had to come back home, take my wife into the doctor to see how she was doing from her knee surgery. They took off her bandage today, took a look at it, asked her to do some exercises, did her x-ray and all that, and she's ahead of schedule. So they said she's doing really well. So she's enjoying the kind of the pain-free knee at least, although she's still got some pain from the surgery a little bit, but not compared to what she had before. So that's a good thing. I'll let Mike talk about Friday. Tomorrow night I got to get the newsletter out. I didn't get a chance tonight with things going on, but I'll get the newsletter put together and sent out to everybody tomorrow night. This is KC8YVF back to that.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, thank you. KC8YVF, our next operator, KD8MMH Mike, and then N8EY Tom. KD8MMH, please go ahead.
Hey, KD8AHW, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Saturday, went up to 911 with Ron and Tom and helped fix some of the antennas up there. That was Saturday morning. Like Ron said, this coming Friday, October, was it 3rd or 4th, whichever, don't have a calendar in front of me, will be our October Club meeting. We'll be at Harry Brown Airport, 7 o'clock. I think we'll also do online. Starting here with the October meeting, we'll try and do it online also, along with in-person. Presentation for this month's club meeting will be new technology, the bring your show and tell, bring what you have that's new, interesting. Last month we did bring your old stuff and show and tell, so this month is the new technology, interesting, fun things that make life easier, whatever you think you want to bring to show off that is new and interesting for you. Other than that, I think that's all I've got for this go-around, Randy. With that, we'll turn it back to net control. KD8MMH, back to net control.
Thank you, KD8MMH, your next operator, N8EY Tom, then after Tom, N8KTR Bob. N8EY, it's your turn.
Okay, Randy, thank you very much. This is N8EY. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone's doing very well. Kind of a busy week last week for my wife and I. Early last week, a cousin of hers passed away and from Lapeer. And so we drove to Lapeer for the funeral on Wednesday and visited with everybody and gave our condolences to the family. Last Monday I smoked a couple of pork butts. I got them, it was a BOGO. Buy one, get one free over Kroger, so I smoked those Monday night, Tuesday morning, got it about 8 o'clock Tuesday morning, checked the temperature, and had to bump up the temperature a little bit, pulled them off about 11 a.m., and then let them sit for about an hour and a half, and then my wife and I pulled them and vacuum sealed them, so we have some more pulled pork in the freezer. We can pull it out anytime during the winter and have some pulled pork sandwiches or whatever we want with it. So, but that'll be it for the smoking pork butt this year. We went over to Jack's, got some ground pork and ground beef. I'm going to make a couple of smoked meatloaves, I believe, tomorrow. I'll smoke those. They only take about 2.5 hours. and smoked those, and had some smoked pulled pork. In fact, you see one of them dead in the freezer too. So you can pull that out in the next winter, whenever you want to do that, and just pull it out, thaw it out, and just warm it up, and then. The only thing about vacuum sealing, it's as fresh as when we had made it, so that's a nice thing about vacuum sealing. Let me break you real quick. And also, let's see, I participated in the CQ worldwide DX reading contest. I was on and off of it all weekend. I got 60 contacts. You know, most of all over the United States and Eastern and Western Europe and Central and South America. I got a couple of Japan, a bunch of obscure islands in the Caribbean, and I think I got the Azores, the North Atlantic. So it was a pretty popular contest. I didn't do 20 meters. I was on 80-40, 10, and 15. 15 and 10 were very, very popular, very busy, and I got most of my contacts on 10 and 15, so that was a lot of fun. We had a granddaughter over the weekend also. That's kind of where I was on the contest off and on. She, she wants some attention about, something. She wanted to play, do something outside, so I knock off a few hours and go out and play with her, hang out with her for a while. Like my wife and I would hang out with her and play with her. And then there'd be a little lull, and go back into the contest a little while. So I had the radios on all weekend, just operating a little out of time. So, but that's it for me on this end. We need some rain. We had a little rain, but we could use some more. But we'll take what we can get. So I'm going to toss it back and hear what everybody else has to say, and I'll catch you all in the 73 round. This is Henny EUI.
Thank you, N8EUI. This is TE8AHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, our next operator is N8KPR, then after Bob, TD8PAZ, Mini. N8KPR, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, Randy, and everyone else on the net. And as usual, Tom, you made me hungry again. And things, I've been so busy this summer that I haven't, I think I had some rib once earlier in the year, like in May or June. But I'm only home like 2 or 3 days out of the week, and I'm basically unpacking and repacking and taking off again. So, but got back from our place up there in East Twin Lake, up in Lupton, Lost Valley Campground. Had our Halloween trick or treating party up there with all the kiddies and stuff. Going from trailer to trailer, and seemed to be a little lacking on kids this year, but I noticed there's a lot more kids in the park than normal throughout the season, which is good. You got new families coming in, so that's good. That's a good sign. But as far as trick-or-treaters go, not too many there. And but we still gave away a few hundred pieces of candy. But then got home last night about 6 o'clock, and I spent all day, or part of last night unpacking and part of today unpacking and then repacking, because we're leaving tomorrow for a campground in Davidson and outdoor adventure there, and they have trick-or-treating going on. This, let me buy a second here. They have their second trick-or-treating Halloween weekend this coming weekend. And some other people that we used to do camp with down there, they're going to be there, so we'll spend the week with them, and then the weekend we'll give out thousands of pieces of candy, because that place, there's like almost 800 campsites there, and they're full. And then plus people, if you're a member, you can come in anyway and just find some place to park and bring your kids, grandkids, whoever. friends of your kids. So yeah, it's I don't know if anybody's been to Autofest on a Friday night, but picture Friday night at Autofest about 8 o'clock at night, and that's what it looks like on the streets in the campground. Just a sea of people, river of people, I should say. But it's a good time. It's a good time. I enjoy it. That's about it for this round. And back to Nat. This is NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. And our stop reader is TDAPAZ. And then we're going to start at the top with W8DW. Case TDAPAZ, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, KEAHW. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. It's good to hear everybody in here tonight on the last day of September. Tomorrow is the 1st of October, so start out a new month. But other than that, took down my hummingbird feeders today and washed them up and put them away, seeing they went back. So anyway, other than that, not doing too much. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KD8PAZ. Are there any other operators? Any other operators would like to join us for tonight's net? If so, please call now. Okay, hearing none, next operator is WADW, then after Dave, KC8YVF, Ron. WADW, if you're ready, please go ahead.
Okay, real good there, Randy. KE8HW, WADW. Not a whole lot more on this, and I probably will be doing the meeting Friday virtually, but we'll see how that goes. Not a whole lot more, just 73 stall. Everyone have a good one. Randy, thanks for doing that up tonight. KE8AHW, WADW.
Thank you, WADW. Our next operator, KC8YVF. Then after Ron, KD8MMH, Mike. KC8YVF, your turn.
Thanks again, Randy, for doing the net. And yeah, I forgot about that on Saturday. I knew there was something else where Mike and Tom and I went down to 911. Got the tri-band antenna that had come down, put a new one up. We got the HF antenna back up, hopefully better than it was and better than original. So that was good. I couldn't remember what we had in there, too. But rest of this week, not much else going on. We're supposed to have a little rain coming in on tomorrow, I guess. And then Thursday, I'm going to try and make it up to Midland with Mike to the Midland meeting, and then Friday for the Cigar Club meeting. And we'll see how things go there. So 73, everyone, have a good week. We'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, back to net.
Thank you, KC8YVF, for next operator, KD8MMH, and then NAEY Tom. KD8MMH, Mike, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks again, Randy. This is KD8MMH. I really don't have a lot to add for this go-around. Just hope to see everybody out at the club meeting Friday night. Show and tell. Bring your new technology, new and interesting items, whatever you might have. And also a reminder, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock for our October club breakfast. And that will be 9 o'clock at Levi's out on Brockway State, out in front of the Walmart there on State. So with that, we'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. KD8MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Randy.
Uh,
thank you, KD8MMH, and next operator, N8EY, then after Tom, N8KTR, Bob. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Randy. This is NEUI. Thanks for doing the net tonight, too, by the way. Not much else. I plan on cutting the grass sometime this week. I didn't cut it at all last week. The week before I cut it, we got about two half bags of clippings, and the grass was even shorter this time around, so I figured I'm not going to cut it this time. But I better cut it later this week. To check the weather report and see what it's looking out for as far as rain is concerned, because you want to cut it before it rains, and get ready bag and get it out before see trash pickup is next Monday. So I'll try to get it later this week, barring any rain. That's about it for me on this end. Got some few errands to run this week with my wife. To run around town and get some things. And just kind of take it easy. I don't know. I gotta get some RV antifreeze. I gotta winterize the camper in the next couple weeks. I don't think we'll be going camping anymore this year. So I'll just get a head start on it before it gets too cold. So anyway, that's it for me on this end. Hope to see everybody at the Monday night, the Friday night meeting. Maybe I'll try to make it to the breakfast also, so we'll see. Anyways, saying good night tonight to everybody, and 73, and hope everybody has a good week. This is NAEUI. Good night.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, thank you again, N8EUI. Next operator, N8KPR. Then after Bob, KD8TAZ, Mini. N8KPR, you're recognized. Please go ahead.
Okay, Randy. Well, I hope everybody has a good evening, good week. And, my travel trailer up north, I didn't want to, but I had to winterize it. And, of course, I had problems with the pump. I pumped the RV antifreeze through it, and for the life of me, I couldn't get that thing. It was running, but it just was not pumping. So I've had on and off issues with that. The only time I use it is to close it, really. So, and again, this year I couldn't get it going no matter what I did. So I had to come up with an alternative method here. But I did blow the lines out. I blew the lines out of the air and went to the lowest point and opened all that stuff up too. And so there shouldn't be any water in the lines, but I still would like to put some antifreeze in it. So I'm going to have to go up there towards the end of the month when I get time, because this weekend I'm going to be at down in Davidson, and then the following weekend I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri, visiting my daughter down there. And so, yeah, it's just busy month, busy. Of course, my whole summer's been that way. Like I said, only home 2 or 3 days a week. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Randy. And everybody have a great night. And talk to you next week. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. Nice hearing your voice, Bob. Okay, our next operator, KDAKAZ. Mini, please go ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Randy. This is KDAKAZ. Well, don't have too much more to say. I won't be there on Friday night, but I hope you have a good meeting on Friday night, and hope to see some of you on Saturday morning for club breakfast. I will be there. So this is KD8BAZ, back to KD8AHW.
Thank you, KD8BAZ. Minnie, it's great to hear your voice. At this time, is there anyone else
Anyone else would like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If that's you, please call now. Okay, hearing none, at this time, are there any closing comments or announcements that one would like to make for the tonight's net? Okay, once again, hearing none. Tonight, including myself, we have a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. My name is Randall May, K-E-A-A-H-W. The net is now closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3 to everybody. May God bless. Have a safe night.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.